My name is Victor Kubik. I am president of the United Church of God. I am here in a maize field in Chipata, Zambia, with a very, very special person with whom we're visiting. His name is Phileas Jerry, who is deacon of a congregation of the United Church of God here in this part of Zambia. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, President, and we are so grateful to have you here.
Well, we are very grateful to be here with the six of us that are visiting from Lilongwe, which includes Pastor Louis Van Osdell and his wife Lena, and also two volunteers who are working here for a year, Brennan and Mikola Hilgen, who will be working in Malawi and also coming here to Zambia for the next year or so. Anyway, we are very, very thrilled and very happy, my wife Beverly and I, to be here to finally meet you and your wife and the congregation here. Now, I understand, Phileas, that you have been here with the church since 2013.
Yes, sir. We started off actively. I've been moving the church since 2013, first through the radio.
And tell us about the radio. The connection with media and radio has been very intriguing to us, in that the church has been built up in large part through your efforts with your own evangelizing and moving the church forward in this way. Can you please tell us where you started from and how you've come to where you're at?
The way I started on radio, because I am a professional radio TV producer all my life, retired, and I know the power of media, the power especially of radio and television. And many people in Zambia, in this part of the world, they own radios, simple radios. And this is the best way, the best platform to get out the message out there is to use the radio. The way I started out, I used to listen to Beyond Today on YouTube.
And on YouTube?
On YouTube. Mm-hmm. And I would download those messages and, of course, use them. But then, of course, the way it was that the YouTube messages, sometimes they would be 28 minutes and so forth, but they needed an introduction which would take in the Zambian audience. What you must know is that the Zambian audience is unique in that their way of speaking English is a bit different from the American way. So what I would do is I would edit, download the program, and normally most of the Beyond Today programs are 28 minutes, but I would download it and edit out the American addresses, communication issues and all that, and it would leave me with 22 minutes. For a program of 30 minutes, I've got 8 minutes to play around with. Mm-hmm. And this is the 8 minutes I've been using to explain the messages in each of these Beyond Today programs.
So tell me again, then you used the original 22 minutes that you had it down to, and then you added the 8 minutes to make it 28 or 30.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. If I cut out all the other unnecessary things, like, of course, you have got the addresses for Cincinnati and other things, which are not relevant to Zambia. It leaves me with 22 minutes, which I must put on air. So I use the balance to introduce the program, explain the program, and then at the end to tie up the points that have come out of the program.
Oh, that's very interesting, because I knew you did something, but I wasn't sure that it was just exactly that process. Now I understand. So then you have the address. What kind of response was there to giving the address and telephone number and so forth on the Zambian radio program? Mm-hmm.
Once the program starts, the phones also start ringing. Mm-hmm. Until after the program stops, the phones will continue until the next program. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Is the program still continuing right now?
Not exactly. We've been doing a big job here, building our church, our place of worship. Mm-hmm. So as a result of that, our resources have been pushed into other things. But people are still ringing and say they want the program Beyond Today back on the air. If we had a church, just a center where we're going to worship, I think we're going to reach a handful only, mm-hmm. without the people out there knowing anything. But I tell you, President, when they hear the message on radio, usually somebody comes over Because before this, I'm well known as a farmer radio program producer. I produce programs for farmers. So I'm well known among them. Then they hear me talking about the message of God, the kingdom of God. And the first thing I think that catches them is that, how come this man who talks about agriculture is today talking about the kingdom of God? So they give attention. But then the uniqueness of the message, it deviates, because most of the people who come on air, who run radio programs, evangelicals, the born-agains and all that, they've got only one message. Receive the Holy Ghost, receive your healing. Mm-hmm. But I don't do that. Whatever I download from Beyond Today is directly from the Bible. It can be proved from the Bible. So when the people, they have verses and all that, they open their Bible, they find the truth is lying there, waiting for them to know it. And this is what causes them now to ring me, or ring Major Talama, or anybody else whose address, whose phone I put there. So if they ring Major Talama, he refers them to me, and they come. Some of them come on bicycle, some of them come by bus, and some of them were nearby, they walk to come and find out the truth. There is a young man who had to bicycle 20 miles away, all the way after hearing the message on radio. On his own, he came over. And when I gave him our resources, especially Sunset to Sunset, the Trinity and other resources, this young man has never stopped worshiping with us on the mm-hmm. Sabbath. Until now, I'm talking about it, he has been baptized. He has been over a year with us now. So what catches them, I believe, first is the uniqueness of the message and the veracity, because it can be proved by opening the Bible. Simple as that.
So you find that subjects that have been more unique of interest have been the Sabbath?
The Sabbath, the Trinity, even the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. How to attain the kingdom of God. They like their... one of our best verses is Matthew 6, verse 33. Seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added unto you. So they don't live on promises of the future in paradise or some other place. Even here on earth, as long as they seek first the kingdom of God, whatever they ask from God will be given to them, even as they yet live on earth.
Well, this is very interesting, you know, to us. I might just tell our listeners today that my wife and I, Beverly and I, along with Pastor Louis Van Osdell and his wife Lena, and also Brennan and Mikola Hiljan, who are volunteers, have all come over from Lilongwe, Malawi today to spend the day with the Chipata Church. And we have been so pleased to be able to spend the day, to talk to them, and to meet them for the very, very first time, at least for us. And so we are just very, very happy with this. Now, Phileas, tell us a little bit about the church building. When did you start building it? And tell us a little bit more about the experience of the church and the property here and so forth.
First, I'll tell you why. What happened is, from the radio as a pulpit, and then people started coming, and I would, of course, if they phone me, I tell them, come on the Sabbath. I'll explain. I'll try my best to answer your questions. So you find 2, 3, 4 people are coming home. So then we started having Sabbath worship from my home until the house started growing smaller. So then we spilled over into the veranda. Mm-hmm. And still more, we found that there wasn't enough room. There's so much corruption in the land tenure here, unfortunately, I must say it, that the only amount of land we could get was very small, but it is very high cost, and we did not have the resources. And the pressure was so much that we must have somewhere to worship. And this is how we conceived the idea that we subdivide my own place to the church. Mm-hmm. Lifeness and the church came to know about our project, and they came in and supported us, especially with big things like door frames, window frames, and the roofing. Mm-hmm. This was very helpful for us. Because of that assistance, we were able to construct a sizable church in a span of like 4 months. Mm-hmm. A church which can take, if I remember very well, when Pastor Talama came last time, we were able to fit 210 people inside that place.
210?
Yes. Yeah. Because everybody wanted to be inside.
Well, I'm just very happy. I want to thank you so much for the leadership that you have provided and being one who has really cared for the people, and with your skills and gifts as a journalist have been able to use it for evangelizing. Just a few moments. I would just like to conclude with some of the assistance that we've given the brethren through Life Nets. I don't want to dwell too long on this, but can you tell us about some of the projects that have been successful?
When Life Nets came in, because there was hunger and drought in Zambia, in Mozambique, and in Malawi. So when they came over and offered, we did not ask. Life Nets, through Major Talama, Mr. Major Talama is the one who asked and recognized our need. So when we were informed that Life Nets was going to help us, we made a suggestion that not only food, but the means of producing the food. So at the very first, we were able to benefit our members. We were able to benefit real food like mealie meal, cooking oil, beans and other things, edibles. But those don't last a long time. So through Major Talama, I asked for permission to use part of the allocation so that people could have some inputs for their farming. Mm-hmm. And I would say this is our biggest benefit from Life Nets. We've managed our members, the ones who managed to get one bag of fertilizer, basil, and another bag, top dressing, and a small packet of seed, 5 kg. They have enough food now to last them a year. And these are old people, some of them poor people. Some are keeping orphans, HIV orphans. They are very common around here. People struggle to survive. But now, because of that assistance, they have a bright future in front. Next, under Life Nets, I believe, we're also going to get a borehole very soon. It has been assured to us, and we expect to use that borehole very productively.
Well, it's been very good for us to be able to be on site to see exactly where they're located. We saw the hand-dug well earlier today, and we saw the location for the borehole, which we are very happy to be able to finance here in the next couple of months. And I know it's been a benefit to the brethren and to the church and the light in the community. Well, Phyllis, I want to thank you very much for joining us today. I know that many who are listening here will truly appreciate knowing a little bit of what's going on here in eastern Zambia, in a place where very few visitors have come. It's not an easy place to come to, but I know that for us it's been the high point of our trip so far on this visit to South Africa, Malawi, and Zambia. So may God bless you and bless all the people here. So thank you for joining us on Inside United. Come back and join us again soon.
This has been a production of the United Church of God, an international association.